Vayter in Shas Riyan Chun Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. Picking up Kuf Lamed Alpha Beis, but about the page three lines up from the bottom. Ula Hava Yosef Matnasa Lekanta. We're talking about the Matnas Kahuna, and it says, what did Ula do? Ula used to go out and he would give the Matnas Kahuna to a Kohenis, to a woman Kohen. Oh, interesting. Esri Rav Ului came and asked the cash on him. What are you talking about? Minchas Kohenis Nechalus. The mincha of a Kohenis is eaten. She brings the Korban, Rashi says, Hashiyarin Kaminchas Yisrael. In other words, the leftover like that of a Mincha of Yisrael, it's eaten. Minchas Kohen Eruchas. But of a Kohen, it's not eaten. Rashi says, the Kula Kol, all of it gets burnt up. The Chsiv Kol Tia is be burnt up. Now, right away, you're to see the difference between the Kohen and the Kohenis. The Amart Kohen Vafila Kohenis. You want to say that it's really the both of them? So then, includes that, then the Micha of Kohen should also not be eaten. Because it says that every Micha of a Kohen should be entirely burnt on the Mizbech, and it shouldn't be eaten. If you're saying Kohen is like a Kohen, then it should be burnt up also. Amalei Shulis is back. Rebbe, my Heiliger Rebbe. Beep, turn the page. Kuf, Lamed, Beis. Amar Aleph. Mitunach Aharon Ubanav Ksuvim Beparsha. From your load, from the thing that you're carrying, I'm going to be in response immediately. Aharon Ubanav Ksuvim Beparsha. Rashi says, Mitunach Mishum Hachi Amrinan Higiasech, from that which you're bringing. Mishum Hachi Amrinan Gabi Minchas Kohenes, the Nechalas, the Aharon Ubanav Ksuvim Beparsha, because it says Aharon Ubanav specifically over there to exclude it. Kohen velo Kohenis. When the Torah says that a Kohen gets the gifts, it's not including a Kohenis. She does not receive it. V'yilmod sasum in mefarsh. And the reason is that we learn out the sasum, the non-specific when it says Kohen, right, by the matanos, we learn from the specific when it says Aharon Ubanav, meaning the male Kohen. Rashi says Kohen stan, d'chsev gabi matanos, mi mefarsh, mi b'nei Aharon, d'chsev gabi mincha, d'ma, gabi mincha d'amid l'holon, Malaholan Kohen Velokanis, Aharon Ubanav, Ksum Af Hacha Kohen Velokanis. So here too, it's a Kohen and not Kohenis. So they're not included in the Matanos. Nice Tarai. However, we have someone else who agrees with Ula. Devir Beliezer with Yaakov Tana, Kohen Vafil Kohenis, even the Kohenis can give Matanos to. Havi Miyat Achamiyat, it's a Miyat after Miyat, Vein Miyat Achamiyat, Elo L'Rabbis. It's only Miyat after Miyat, that's only there to be able to include. Because the Torah says, V'zeh Yeh Mishpat HaKohenim, V'nasan L'Kohen, Hazor L'Chem HaKeva. Right, that it says over there. And this is the word Kohanim, which excludes a Kohenis. That's the word Kohen. So the Torah uses one after the other, it's coming to be to include. Mishpat the Kohanim and Asal the Kohen, so it's including Kohanis. Av Kahana Acha Bishvil Ishto, Av Kahana ate the Matanos for his wife. He held that a Kohanis is able to go in to get the Matanos, because when the Torah says Kohen, it includes a Kohanis as well. Av Papa Acha Bishvil Ishto, Papa ate for his wife. Av Yemar Avachal Bishvil Ishto, Av Idi Acha Bar Yavin Acha Bishvil Ishto. All these cases are talking about that it was given to them, and they're not Kohanim, but the wife is a Bas Kohen, and yet still they're able to go ahead and they're able to eat it. So clearly it can be given to them. Amar Avina, Amar Lemeremar. Hilchos Akav Sidur Rav Delcha is like Rav, who said, who passed down, we do not take matanos from a Levi. It's like Rav Chis, who passed on that one who damages or eats the gifts is not chayev to go on to pay. And the Hilchos Akav is like Ula as well, the person that can be giving it to a Kohanis. That Leviya Shiyalda Bina Pater Mechamishlaim of Leviya, a Levi's daughter, gave birth to her firstborn. She's a Bas Levi. Bas Levi is firstborn. Her son does not have to do Pinyin Aben. The din of matanos of the Zor L'Chaim Bekeva applies to kosher behemoths, like goats, sheep, and cattle, but not to chayas, like deer. What about a mixed breed? Tanur Rabbanan. Hazor V'L'Chaim Bekeva Nogim B'Kilayim B'Koy, or Kvi, Koy, or Kvi, however you pronounce it. This din of Zor L'Chaim, it applies to Kilayim, right? That would be the mixture of different animals over there. Let's say they have, they're from different species, but both are behemoths, right? A goat and a sheep. And a koi is the offspring of a behemoth and a chaya, It also applies to that as well. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kilayma ba min ha'ez u min ha'rachel chayev matanas. An animal of kilayim, which comes from a goat and a sheep, falls into the category of matanas. Min ha'tayash u min ha'tzviyim, min ha'tzviya, pater min ha'matanas. But it's from those two, then it is going to be, a goat and a deer is going to be exempt from matanas. Michti. Now let's see. Okay, Mechti. The Kaimalon, Delinian Kisoida Matanos, we already know that when it comes to the idea of covering the blood and Matanos and giving the Zohar Lachaim, Bekeva, Rashi says, Mechti Kaimalon Boosavez, but no, it's on Daf Pei. Delinian Kisoida Matanos, Lomish Kachas, La Plutayu, Dorbeliaz, Rabban, and Ella, Betzvi. Rabbeleza Savar, La Savar, Set, below Mixa Set. So he's like this, that lo mishkachas lei elabit zviya ba'al atiyasha. The machlokas only comes up by a male deer that was with a female goat. Ben l'Rabbi Eliezer, ben l'Rabban. Zafkalu, he choshin l'zera av, he ain't choshin. Do we care, we choshish for the zera av or not? What do we, what's the deal over there? Ubisev, I feel the mix of set can be a figgy. And they argue about the what it says set, including whether it includes even a part of a set. Massav a set, I feel the mix of set. The chum hold that set includes even part set. Massav a set, I feel the mix of set. Lo aminun. Now we don't say that. Bishlam realized that a part okay, makes sense. Because it really has who potters this animal. The koi comes from a female goat and a male deer. From the chi of matanos, kasav a set, I mix a set. He holds set, I mix a set. This animal might be no more than a part set. El Rabbanan, he nami to kasavi sev. I feel like it's a okay, we got that he holds such a thing. Balgalishkol, but still, let the coin take half of the gifts. V'idach batelimale, and the other half, let the owner say to the coin, I see raya dein choshen lezer avishkol. We be raya. We're not choshes for the zera of the fall, and you can take it because once we chera of a raya, but at least half of it you have to give. Amar v'huna v'rchia. My chayav nami to ka'amar, what is the, do the chachamim mean when they say that the koi is falls to the carry of chayav matanos? Chayav b'chatsi matanos, that's what it means, half. Masav Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira came out and said, from Mishnah, koi yesh bo drachim shavim behema. There are ways in which a koi is similar to behema, yesh bo drachim shavim lechayim, there's ways that it's similar to a chaya. Yesh the drachim shavim lechayim behema, there are ways that it's similar to both of them. Ketzad, chelbo aser ke chelev behema, its chelev is going to be aser like the chelev of a behema. As opposed to a chaya, which you know the chelev is mutter. V'damu chayav l'chas is g'dam chaya, but you have to cover it over like the dam of a chaya, as opposed to behema. Drachim shol behema l'chaya, and both ways, shadamu v'gidu asur and kibim v'chaya, the blood is asur in the gidu rasha, like the blood is asur in the gidu rasha, and the gidu rasha, both behema l'chaya. V'chayav is over l'chayav b'kiv, and it's also chayav in the zor l'chayav b'kiv, Rabbi Eliezer Poter, he patters it. This is the machlok stein of Eliezer and the chum that we brought earlier, which is limited to that of a offspring of a female mehiva and a male chaya. V'emisa, now if it's really true that only half of these portions need to be given, chaya b'chatzi matanas b'boile. And the Tana should have said that it's subject to the chi of half the matanas. But the Gemara, I did the Tana chelbo v'dama v'dalo mitni chatzi chatzi misham hachi lo kach Tani Chatzi. Since the Tana mentioned its chelev and its blood, about which you can't say half and half, Mishamachi lo katani chatzi. Therefore, it didn't say half about the other things as well. Kiyasa Rabbanam Rabbi Yochanan Kai le Rabbanan Chayev Bekula Matanos. So Kai, according to Rabbanan, is going to be Chayev. All the Matanos to Tanya. Sure, the Torah could have just said, sure. Matam alomer im shor. The rabbis is a kilayim. It's going to be a good kilayim. Seh. Matam alomer im seh. The rabbis is a koi. Coming to include a koi. According to this, the Torah includes a koi, a subject to the full chiyuv. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, hi im lamali. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with the word im? He needs it to go to separate the ox from the seh. By saying an ox or a seh, the Torah is teaching that to be chayev, to give the Zohar Chayim Mikeva, there's no need to shecht both types of animals, rather the shechita of one is enough. Rabbanan lechalik menalu, the chachamim who use the word or to include the koi, from where do they know that the Torah intends to separate the ox from the seh? And for the Gemara, nafka lehu me'es zovcha ezevich, from the phrase it says, from those who perform a shechita. When it says in Lashon Yachid, a shechita, like me, the slaughter, it teaches that it's enough to shecht just one of the two animals. He says that Rava said that the Kohen's claim is on the shochet. The responsibility to deliver the gifts of the Kohen falls in the category, falls on the shochet and not on him. Let's say I have a bechor. The firstborn male of a kosher behema, you have to be given to the Kohen. That's what generally has to be happening. But let's say you have a bechor that gets mixed up. Rashi says, Shel Yisrael, it belongs to a Jew. It gets mixed up with 100 other behemas. Bezman Shemeya Shochten as Kulan. In the case where 100 people shecht all of them, Poten as Kulan, we exempt all of them from the Chiyuv of Matanas. You don't give matanas from a bechor. Someone can claim that that's what one belonged to him. Echad shechir is kulam. If one is shechting all of them, poten lo echad. We exempt only one of them for him. Right? All the animals belonging to a single person who does this, only one is going to be putter for matanas because the owner is definitely chayv to give matanas for all the other ones except for the bechor. But he can select any one of them that he wants to give, even if it's the he can select any one of the animals and claim that it was the bechor, even if it's the most valuable one. Hashochet the coin lovi kacham. Someone who shechts an animal for a coin or a guy, patur min matanos. That is patur from matanot. Says yeah, if a yid was going to be yisrael, he shechts an animal for its owner, who is a coin or a guy, he doesn't have to give the matanos to the coin because the animal of a coin and guyim are excluded in the schiyuv. So mishtatif yomayim tzoch sheyirshom, and one who becomes a partner with them, the coin or guy, if the mark of the meat, the people will realize that it doesn't belong entirely to the Yisrael. And even though you don't have to give anything from it, we want people to see that, oh, there's something different over here, and that's why they're not giving from it. Because it belongs to a coin as well. If a coin sold an animal to a Jew, to a Yisrael, and he says to them that he's selling it to them, except for the matanos that are in it, the patr min matanos, the buyer is patr from giving chiv, giving matanos. Let's say if someone said to a butcher, sell me the insides of this cow, and the matanos, you know, the keva is part of it, but no snow in the coin. The buyer should give the keva to the stomach to the coin. Venom and Akalum and Adam, and the butcher doesn't deduct its value from him from the purchase price. Lakhan, Hemen, and Mishkal, we bought it from Mishkal, and that's part of it. Nosan the coin, gives the coin, and Akalum and Adam, but you have to take off the value that it goes, you know, because if it weighs 100 pounds, he doesn't have to pay 100 pounds, minus the 10 pounds of whatever the cable was. Zakhli Gamar, right? The Mishnah said that if a Bechor got mixed up with other animals, at least one of them is going to be Potter from the Chiyuv of Mataras. Vamai, Yava Alav, Kohen, Mishnet, Stadim, Lima, let the Kohen challenge each of them on both sides, saying, Ibechoru, Kuli, Didiyu. If it's a Bechor, it's all mine. Vilav, Bechoru, and if it's not a Bechor, Hav, Limut, Nasai, then give me all the Matim and my Mataras. Beep, turn the page, Kuflam, to give him a base. Amrav, Shaya, why does no part of the Bechor have to be given to the Kohen? It says, Bavali de Kohen machal Yisrael b'mum. The Mishnah is dealing with the Bechor that had already entered the possession of the Kohen, and he sold it to Yisrael when it had a mum. And this animal belongs to Yisrael, although it's a Bechor, and it's not subject to Matanos. Says the next part of the Mishnah, Hashochid l'Kohen, Olivs, Gachav, and Patam, and Matanos. Someone who goes ahead and they shecht. Ay, 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 they shecht. An animal for a Kohen or for a guy. No Matanos. I have a listening Kohen, Vovi, Gachav, and Patam. Just say a coin and a guy are putter from matanos. Why do you have to mention the shechita? Amarav is also meres hadin imatabach. This teaching that the coin's claim is on the shochet. When it says this idea, the Mishnah is mashma that in this case where the animal belongs to a coin or a guy, then the shochet is exempt. But where it belongs to Yisrael, the shochet would be chayef. He would have to deliver the matanos of the coin chosen by the owner. Okay. Ay 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 ay. Darash Rava, Me'es Am. When the Torah says the gifts are given from the people, Tamashma, V'leim Me'es Kohanim, not from the Kohanim. Kishu Amir Me'es Ofche Zevach. But then when it says that from those who perform the the zevach, the shechting of the omer, I feel tabach kohen v'mashma. That would imply even the shochet, who's a kohen, is included. So if a kohen shechs an animal in order to sell it, he has to give its gifts to another kohen. Ushpezichnei, the Rebbe Tavla kohen hava. The one who was hosting Rav Tavla was a kohen. And he was very poor. Also came to Rav Tavla, came in front of Rav Tavla, and Amalei says to him, Zil ishtatev adi tabchei Yisrael. Go become a partner with the butchers who are Yisraelim. The migo de mifatre mimas nasa mishtatvei ba'adach. Since they will be, they're going to become exempt from matanos, they will enter into partnership with you. Right. And he ended up listening. He did what he told him to do. He found the Yisrael, and he gave him a share in the animals, that their gifts would not have to be given to the kohen. Chayvei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, though, he was mechayvim to give the gifts anyway. Amalei says to Rav Nachman, I have a Rabbi Tavla pater. Rav Tavla said that in pater. Amalei Rav Nachman says, Zil ape, go remove the gifts from your possession. V'ilo mafkina lach Rabbi Tavla meunach. And if not, I remove Rav Tavla from your ear. In other words, I'm going to knock off his rayas so much that it'll be as though you never heard them. Azar Rabbi Tavla kameh de Rabbi Nachman omalei. So when he heard what happened, Rabbi Tavla came from Rabbi Nachman. He said to him, my time, why did you do this? Amalei said back, v'chi asa Rabbi Acha Barchanina midaroma, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. When Rabbi Acha Barchanina came from the south, he said the name of Yoshua ben Levi, Zikne Darum Amru Kohen Tabach, the elders of the south said that a kohen who's a butcher is pater from the matanos for 2 or 3 weeks. From then on, he's going to be chayav. Now, the first 2 or 3 weeks, a kohen who shechs an animal, you know, forbidden stuff, he's going to be pater because his business is not established and the public doesn't know that he's a butcher. But once this passes, but then it's doing well, it becomes chayav. Amalei, to Rav Tavla, said to Rav Nachman, V'lavad le'mar, mi'as k'rebi Acha Bar Chanina, let him ask, at least treat him like Rav Acha Bar Chanina rule, that it shouldn't be a chayev until 2 or 3 weeks. Amalei says, Hani, mi'le delo kavim mischasa, or just chanut, mitchat, whatever it is. Aval hakava masachta. Here he set up a store, so it doesn't apply. Right, he already set up a butcher store. He expected to sell all his meat and not keep any for himself. He's there for chayv immediately, even before 2 or 3 weeks. Amar Rav Chista, Hai Kana de Lomafrish Kahanta Matnas, a coin who doesn't separate the gifts for another coin, the Havi Bishamta de Loke Yisrael, should be in Chayram. Amar Rav Shila, Hani Tabcha de Hutzel Kaima Bishamta de Rav Chista, Ha. Estrim v'tartin shenin. Those butchers of Hutzal have been under Rav Chista's cherem. They were kohanim. They were there for 22 years in cherem. The ma'ilchasa. What's the halacha? Ilema. What halacha is, you know, in reference to what? Ilema desulo mishamtin and lahuv. You maybe going to say that he said in order to say that after 22 years we shouldn't keep him cherem. I have a tanya. We're looking at a brisa. B'med v'marmur. When is it true that it's lifted after a certain amount of time? But mitzvahs lo sasei, that's mitzvahs lo sasei. If a mitzvah sasei, he can go to omrim lo, asei sukkah vein osa, they say do a sukkah, he doesn't do it. Lulav vein osa, lulav vein doesn't do it. I say tzitzav vein osa, may a makin asol ad, shetei tzei nafsho, you beat him until his soul leaves him. So if it's not to let him off the hook, then what exactly did he mention it for? Ela te kansinin lu b'lo asraisa. Rabbi Rashila's point was that after 22 years, we can find them without any sort of warning. Even such a thing, they can confiscate his property and not warn him, but before 22 years, you have to warn him first. Kihad Rava Kanis Atma, like in the case of Rava, who find the butcher by taking away the bone of the animal's entire leg. If someone refused to give them a tonus, Rava would confiscate the entire leg from him and give it to a kohen. Rav Nachama Yitzhak Kanis Glima, he took away his clothing, his jacket, his coat, his cloak. Ram Rav Chista Zro Le'echad, the foreleg can be given to one coin, V'keva Le'echad V'chayim L'Gishnayim, and the keva to one, and also the jaw to two coin. It's also to divide a single part and give it to two Kohanim, each must be given in its entirety to one Kohen. And he's really true. Valkyasa Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar, B'marava Palgina Lahu Garma Garma. In the West, there it says, so we divide each bone into two. Nahosa B'detorah. There, it's talking about an ox. Since the gift of an ox are very big, they can be divided. But small animals, you're not able to go ahead and to divvy them up and split them up. And also lechol b'behem, which Allah hurma with those, it's also to eat from the meat of an animal whose gifts were not separated. Amar Rabbi Rechana Rabbi Yochanan, kol ochem b'beder shalom hurma umat nosea, ki lo ochel tval, masak yoy tevel. V'lesach ha'zach ha'chavazid, Allah chalo is not like him. Now, how do you eat the matanos? Amar Rav Chista, matanos kuna ina chosel atzli, you roast it. Ve'na chosel b'charda with mustard. My time, what's the reason? Amar kura l'mashcha, which means l'gedula, with greatness. Kedosh ha'malach ha'malcham, like kings would go and eat it. For Rav Chista, esim arba matanos kuna, there are 24 matanos kuna. Kol kohen she'enu baki ben, enu sel matan, any kohen is not an expert in them. He doesn't know the laws of the... of gifts, right, that have to be eaten the way of kings, something like that, you don't give it to them. Vlav Milsi, but really, this is not true. The time runs in a brisa. Rishim and Omer, call coin, channel, modem, avod, any coin who doesn't accept the avod, he thinks that the karbanos is not correct. You know, there's no makar for it. I just shamar believo divrei hevelhein. It's nothingness. Velotziva malkum lakav. The Hashem did not say to do such a thing. Karbanos alamosha bada milibo. Moshe made it up on his own. Ein lo chelek b'kahuna. He has no chelek in the kahuna. He doesn't get any of the matnas kahuna. Shemar, as it says, a makav is damash shlamim. If it's a chelek b'bnei Aaron lo siyah shokayim in lebana. One of the sons of Aaron who offers the blood of the shlamim and the fat. And the right thigh, this should be his as a portion. From here, I only know this alone, that the Kohen has to accept the avoda mentioned in the pasuk. How do I know it includes these other 15 avodas as well? Kigon, like. Ha yetzikos, the pourings, vablilos, the mixings, vapsisos, the breaking, the amelichos, the saltings, tunufos, waving. Vahagosh is bringing it near, vametzikos, vakamitzos, the kamitza, vakataris, the burning. Vahamelichos, what's that, Malika? Beep, turn the page. Kuf lam gimel, aleph, like Malika. Vakabos, I'm receiving our salt and sprinkling of our skos, and also causing the salt to drink the waters. Varifus agalufa, and big in the neck of the agla, of the agla. Unesias kapaye v'taris mitzora and the purification of a mitzora. Unesias kapaye being b'fnim b'chutz and the raising the hands. In other words, you know, b'chus kwanim. How do we know that the kohen has to accept these also? Tamid lomim b'nei Aaron avoda amur l'bnei Aaron v'kol kohen she'en amod deba and l'chel b'kuhuna anyone who's not amod in it does not have a chelik in the kohuna. Time he did amod deba. The reason is because he was amod deba. Amod deba, but if he was amod deba, avgav dino baki. Even though he's not a baki, he can still get it because against Rav Chisda said only. Which goes against Rav Chisda says only a expert is going to get it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.